This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin with you for the rest of this hour. And we're happy to have you join if you want to ask a question related to anything, because remember, everything is related to your health. Not just being prepared, but everything in your life is related to health. So, Sergey, you were just about to endure another thought.
Yes, actually, since we were talking about the physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, I want to relate, I'd like to relate a very personal story for my own around 2007. I experienced stage 3 colon cancer, and that was a difficult thing to digest at the time, but and many people...
Sergey, you're breaking up really bad. We can hardly understand you. Dr. Shealy, can you take over, and I'm going to call him back.
I can't hear a word that he's saying.
Hello.
The volume control does seem to be the biggest problem. Hey, can we get prepared for volume control? You know,
that's important.
I have to say, there's only one thing we can do when we are encountering a situation. If you can change it safely, reasonably, change it. If you cannot change it, then the number one thing you need to do is detach. I mean, basically, I hope that under whatever circumstance it might come, if I am in a situation where I know I'm about to be killed by whatever it is, I'd like to just take a deep breath and detach and let it go, because I don't fear death. I fear fear more than I fear death. And if I had a tiger coming at me and I couldn't get away, I hope I could just take a deep breath and detach and let it happen. And so, you know, obviously, if things get as bad as some people predict, then recycling, if you will, is, in my opinion, the most important thing we could possibly do. On the other hand, if we can do something about it, we want to do something about it. And that is, of course, one of the reasons that I think probably the single most important part of our entire Constitution is that Second Amendment. Because in my belief system, the most stupid thing in the world is for the government to ban guns from ordinary people so that the criminals can be the only ones who carry them. And that's what's happened in all of the countries, and I might even add in the cities in this country, where guns are banned. It is beyond stupid. It is evil for the government to try to ban guns. Now, obviously, crazy people shouldn't have access to them if they have been identified. But waiting for our government to identify them is not a reason for us not to have them. And I don't talk very often about guns, but I do have a good triple gauge, whatever, 12 gauge shotgun, and a very nice little pistol with a wonderful little laser beam on it. And I think every home should have at least one armed defense. That may be important more than even water, because somebody could be coming in to steal your water, among other things, and you want to be able to detect it in case of difficulty.
All right, Sergey is back, and he's faded up.
Oh, good. Okay, Sergey, go for it.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to interrupt what you were talking about now. I mean, I was out for a couple of minutes. But if you want me to jump right back in, I'll be more than happy to do so.
Oh, yeah, please go ahead. I thought I knew where you were going, but I'd like you to see, you know.
Well, in short, what I want to mention is just the concept of paradigm changes and how the perspectives can shift everything. You know, speaking about how everything is related to everything. So up until 2007, I was living what you would call a highly successful American dream. I came up from the former Soviet Union and, you know, came up from basically what you would call poverty and having nothing to having a house, a marriage. I was married to a beautiful woman. I had several cars, a nice, you know, house with a swimming pool, and I was working, you know, as a physician already at the time, and secured income. But around 2007, I was diagnosed with colon cancer stage 3, and that's when everything got turned upside down. And that's when I also discovered that, well, speaking of paradigm changes, material and physical is absolutely not the key to life. You know, my previous assessment of myself was that of a physical being with plus or minus maybe some spiritual aspect, but I had really no idea. I mean, I heard of meditation, I heard of balance, I heard of spiritual people, but it wasn't me. And there I was all of a sudden faced with death. And what happened afterwards, thereafter, was several other situations that really put everything on the line. And coming through this is, in the shamanic culture, what you would call concept of little death, where your ego or your understanding of who you are and or your limitations of who you are disappears and dissolves because you are threatened with losing it all, and you literally do lose it all. Now, coming back to my second life, what I realized is that I had the whole thing wrong. I mean, it's okay to have an American dream, but the more important thing is I'm a spiritual being having a physical experience and not a physical being having a spiritual experience. And that made all the difference in the world.
You know, I've never asked you this. I know your story, and by the way, I phenomenally admire a great, healthy person you are now. But looking back on the development of that colon cancer, what do you think were the psychological deficiencies, if you will, that made you vulnerable to that?
Well, interesting you should say that. Well, I was even though I was in a marriage that was considered typical and standard, so to speak, we were both extremely unhappy at the time. My wife at the time, and again, she was a beautiful human being, but between us, we had a lot of tension. There was a lot of problems and a lot of anger, many negative emotions and frustrations. And interestingly enough, I do believe it's the emotional state. And by the way, the emotional state is connected highly to the neurochemicals, is connected to the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, is connected to hormones, to health, to endocrine system. So I have to immune system, which regulates cancers controls cancers from happening. And interestingly enough, I mean, all of those were out of whack. I mean, in retrospect, and it's a no-brainer to me now, but I just did not see that at the time. Now, the interesting thing is, after my, you know, after this experience and after the divorce, and it was a terrible divorce on both of us, actually, I was able to let it go. I dropped the entire thing, and then I just entered my second life, so to speak. From what I understood, the young lady that I was married to, she was not able to let it go, and short term later, she actually passed away within a couple of years of pancreatic cancer, which was nothing, you know, it wasn't anything to do with her family history or anything like that. So you just have to wonder. I don't have any direct clinical evidence that emotional states cause cancer and other, you know, so-called hard diagnosed illnesses, but I will tell you that my feeling is very strongly associated with, well, there's a connection between them. And there's no question in my mind.
Well, of course, Hans Selye, Hans Isaac, showed that 75% of the people who died of cancer had long-standing depression, and 15% had long-standing anger, and 9% had both. So 99% of the people who died of cancer had severe anger, depression, or both. Now, if I may, and you can always tell me I'm getting too personal, but you obviously, how long had you been married?
At that time, it was about 5 years.
Now, at what length of time into your marriage did you become unhappy?
It was something that we both rushed into without thinking adequately about it, so without making the right decision, so to speak. So we realized that it wasn't the right thing in retrospect again quite early on, within a couple of months, but we just...
That's what I was waiting for. I have had people tell me, I ask people frequently about this when there's a psychological unsolved problem that involved marriage. At what point in your marriage did you realize it was the wrong thing? And I've had people tell me walking down the aisle. So if here is not just being prepared for problems, but being prepared for life in general, here's perhaps the most important information we can give you today. If you find yourself in a situation, a conflict situation, with a family member or a co-worker, you need to do something about it. Don't let it fester. Don't allow it to dig into your mind and body and make you potentially critically ill, because you need to solve it or get out of it. You have only three solutions to any problem. You can fight back, you can divorce with joy, or you go for sainthood. And going for sainthood is accepting and forgiving those things you cannot choose. Back to my favorite word, detach.
You know, detachment has become my favorite word, too. And it doesn't... And I just want to clarify, to be detached, it does not mean not caring. It just means you're okay with whatever happens and you are making the best decisions.
Exactly. And we'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It is Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin with you for the rest of the hour. And we're focusing on the most important thing of everything in your life, especially your health, being prepared. And the number one issue is mental preparedness. And it affects everything. So, Sergey?
Yes. Last time we spoke, please remind me of the last strand, so to speak, that we were following. Or we can just jump to another strand, I suppose.
We were talking about detachment.
Ah, yes, detachment. And detachment, just to kind of bring back the concept, is from what I've learned, with Norm, is detachment is not lack of caring. Detachment, I mean, you can still love what you do. You can still care about what you do and the people in your life. It just means you're not taking it personally. You're not internalizing. You're not taking all that negative, toxic energy that comes with all the with stressors. And it's not what happens with a stressor. It's how you respond to it. And it's just it's a question of what you do with that. And the happiest, healthiest people are not the ones that are not the ones without any challenges. They're the ones who handle the challenges the best, most efficient way.
Is your attitude towards everything. Now, I have one friend, and thank God it's not Sergey, who is so politically opposite to me that actually, instead of getting upset over it, I laugh about it. I mean, I am a libertarian. you know, I don't like Republicans, and I certainly have an intense dislike of the left wing. And she sent me one this morning. America and Britain are having a contest to see which one can F up the most. Great Britain is ahead, but America can certainly trump them. Now, she is attacking Trump. So my response to her was, America and Britain are having a contest to see which one can F up the most. Great Britain is ahead, but America can go down Hillary faster.
Norm, now remind me, you were planning to vote for Hillary, right? Just kidding.
Right.
Now, you see, this is a time for detachment, you know, because that could be a moment of intense emotion right there for Norm, I would imagine, right?
Well, it would. In fact, in my opinion, if Hillary wins, the country's dead forever. And I honestly believe we'll have a second civil war if that happens.
Ah, you see, I'm so glad that you're able to detach so easily. I mean, and that's, Norm, that's the amazing thing about you. Because how long have you been practicing detachment now? For 3 decades, 4 decades, or when did you pick that up?
44 years.
You're pretty good at this.
Well, you know, it does take time to set that stage. But the point is, I can't change this friend of mine who is left wing, and she has other good personal traits, and, you know, I enjoy everything except her political politics, and so I just make fun of it. Now, you can't always make fun, you know, if there's a volcano erupting near you, but you can detach. And again, if I was caught in the middle of a, you know, lava flow, my current personal hope is I would just take a deep breath and lie down and go, rather than dying in panic, because I think dying in panic couldn't be as important as dying peacefully. Now, not that I'm focusing on death, because frankly, I don't. When I was 4 years old, my grandmother came in one day remonstrating me for something I was doing. And I said, Grandma, don't worry. If you're going to die, you're going to die. And I think I can say truthfully, in this life, I have never worried about death.
You know, now, I will second that notion with you. Now, of course, mine came after my experience with colon cancer in 2007. But, you know, at some point, I'll say this, and, you know, I... thereafter, I was driving home from emergency room, and it was 24-hour shift. Anyway, long story short, I'm generally a good driver, but I'll come back to the story.
And driver after the break.
Yeah.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. and it really works. Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And it's Dr. Norma Shealy and Dr. Sergei Soros sitting in today, and we have been discussing for these 2 hours the most important thing in the world, which is your attitude, because it is going to get you through or not through whatever happens. Keep going, Sergei.
Yes, so speaking about the power, speaking of the power of detachment and the power of just, well, letting go and going with the flow, so to speak, and what it can do for you, some time later after the, after I had my experience with colon cancer, and at that point I actually became all right with the concept of life and death and just making the best of what it is that you can do. And so I was in a car accident. I was working 24-hour shift, and then I was driving for several hours. I thought I was invincible. Really taught me the value of good sleep. And I know Norm talks about sleep, and not just for acute emergencies, but for many reasons. But this is an example of an acute emergency. So I ended up, with the front of my car hugging a electric pole at about 70 miles an hour. The dashboard was sitting in my chest. One of my wrists was shattered entirely. No pulse, no circulation. Smoke coming out of the interior compartment, and it was interestingly enough, after the initial. I wouldn't say the word out too loud on the radio, but it was like, okay, now this is curious, isn't it? Anyway, so tried to go through my options, and everything. There was no door handle to open the door, no way to get out of the vehicle at the time, and it was either going to be bleeding out for internally in my mind at the time, or basically blow up in whatever the car was doing at the time, and. I was, interestingly enough, I can say that I actually welcomed the opportunity. It wasn't that I wanted to die, but I was curious, hey, what's next? And, I was really literally wondering which way was going to be, I was betting like maybe 40% raised the chance of bleeding and 60% of explosion. Well, explosion would be the easier one too, Anyway, the interesting thing is when someone, they did come through to the door and, they managed to break through, get the door open. The first question was, do you need some help? And my first response was, literally, I remember this. Well, we might want to consider that, anyhow, it turned into an interesting experience. Again, the power of detachment. And I imagine what would happen if I panicked. I mean,
you probably wouldn't be here. I mean, because true panic, especially when you're already injured, be a problem. Way back in 1971, I did something stupid. I tried to get on a Greenbrook horse. And I didn't exercise him. I put one foot in the left stirrup, and I'm on the ground on the other side with a fractured hip. Now, I accepted it. And 2 weeks after the fracture was fixed, I'm back in the operating room. And in 6 weeks, it's totally healed. And I asked the orthopedist, when can I play racquetball again? And he said, 6 months. Well, the next day I was playing racquetball again. I mean, because I knew my body enough to know it was safe for me to go ahead and do it. Now, the important thing is to know yourself. To know yourself psychologically, emotionally, physically, and spiritually enough that you can make these decisions. All of this is part of developing. It's self-regulation. Developing your relationship with your physical, mental, emotional body, as well as your real self, which is the soul. And so, again, it requires not only detachment, but lack of judgment. Now, I'm not saying you should never judge anything, because judgment sometimes can be critical as well. But when you know that it's not your responsibility, so let's go back to my friend who is the left winger. I don't judge her as being evil or that she's going to fail in some way. I choose to feel that, well, she has her way and I have my way, and fortunately they don't collide, and I can choose to be amused rather than annoyed by her obstinate left-wing behavior. And that's the way I look at it, even though, again, back in the current situation, even though I have an absolute, as strong as one can, feeling that there is no circumstance in which I could vote for Hillary, I'd write in somebody rather than I would vote for her. I wouldn't abstain. But I'm not, emotionally, it doesn't get me. I am not going to waste my life energy being angry agitated, fighting in a contest where I can't win. I mean, the same is true. Nuclear energy, in my opinion, is by far the most stupid thing that humanity has ever done. Now, that's a judgment, but for me, it's a scientific judgment because we don't know how to control the waste product. And it is unbelievably dangerous, and I don't think we should be making energy. On the other hand, I'm not going to agitate. I'm not going to get my adrenaline up fighting over nuclear energy because I don't think it would do me or the situation any good. That's the place where you detach. And when you can truly detach, you are at peace. So detachment is not just ignoring. It is not being upset over or, you know, sullen or anything. It is truly at peace, as if it's somewhere in the distance and it's not my responsibility.
But at the same time, I've noticed that when you get yourself in that state, you actually figure so many more options that you wouldn't have available to you if you came at it with a strongly charged emotional response.
You're right. Now, I do want to let people know, I don't think I'm perfect. I can get annoyed.
Well, you are, in a way, yeah.
And I when I get annoyed, I speak up. And once I've spoken up, I'm done. I'm not going to continue. I'm not going to carry on an hour-long debate or irritation about it. Okay, I've said what I can say. That's it. Bye-bye. Again, this is attitude. Now, I have addressed the most important attitude other than being prepared and knowing how to detach. But my attitude also has been, there's certain things that I know scientifically, experientially, from all that I've studied for 83 years and observed, that are critical for me to stay healthy. At the top of that list for me is having a normal weight. My body mass index is actually a little over 21. And the healthy body mass index is 18 to 24. The truly, seriously unhealthy body mass index is 30 and above. And I don't know what I would do if my body mass index got up to 25. I know I would increase my exercise and I would eat less. The second one is smoking. Now, interestingly, my dear father, who was wonderful, had a habit of smoking. He'd gotten into it when he was 10 years of age. And other than that, I know of no what I would consider personality flaws. He was a wonderful, supportive father. But he was wise enough when I was 16 to offer me $1,000 if I would not smoke or drink till I was 21. Well, he couldn't have offered me $1 billion to smoke or drink before 21. And, of course, he did come through when I got to that state. And I've never smoked, and there is no circumstance under which I would. And there's no circumstance under which I personally would use marijuana. And the reason is I don't trust anything that can damage my mind. It's that simple. And I believe marijuana does damage the mind of many people. And then, whether I like it or not, and I it's not a question of craving one way or the other, but I choose to eat 7 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Now, I have to admit, I choose primarily fruits. Let's say out of that 7 or 8, I would say at least 4 are fruits because I prefer them. And since I don't have a problem with weight and blood sugar, I can do that. But I would not go. I will not eat a meal, a bite, in a McDonald's or any other fast food restaurant. I'd rather starve than eat there. Now that to me is just common sense judgment of what happens in a fast food restaurant. And finally, well, not quite finally, because there are two others that are so critical that are critical for your health and well-being and longevity. Finally, exercise, the minimum is 30 minutes 5 days a week. To me, that's almost like breathing. If you don't move 30 minutes 5 days a week, you're in trouble. I happen to like to move. And it doesn't matter how I move, but I do 90 minutes of physical exercise 7 days a week. Except when I travel, I might only do 60 minutes. But that is a critical part of health. Sitting on a couch, to me, is boring, if nothing else. I don't know, because I just don't do it. And then finally, is sleep. I do, well, I get a minimum of 7 and most, almost every night, 8 hours of sleep all the time, because that is what's healthy. It's what I know I need, and I do it. I mean, like, I've had visitors recently, and I got to bed as late as 9:30 instead of 9. But I still get up at 5, sometimes 4:30. So I get a minimum of 7 and 8 hours every night of my life. It's important. To me, this is my attitude is, I don't do this because I have to.
Norm, I think it's we're coming up.
It feels good, and we'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And it is Dr. Norma Shealy and Dr. Sergei Sorin with you today. And we have spent this couple of hours talking about the single most important thing in your life, about everything. Being prepared for life in general and being prepared for day-to-day activity. And it is your attitude. And Sergei, you had a final few things to say.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to kind of piggyback on what you mentioned about the five habits, the weight, the nutrition, the exercise, sleep. And, interestingly enough, I'll mention that a little bit of my background before I joined Norm in International Institute of Holistic Medicine and International Institute of Holistic Health, is that I've been into this concept of wellness and health and mind, body, spirit, ever since my experience with colon cancer in 2007. And the interesting thing that I found is, and I've been through quite a few things. I was the founder and owner of the Physician Weight Loss and Wellness Center, where I focused on nutrition and exercise, diet, weight management. I also worked with activity, I was a medical director for a surgical weight loss center, and I've had all kinds of formulas developed that led to successful weight loss, but not many people stayed or kept the weight off, or not many people stayed with the exercise program. And it's that factor, it's that yo-yo effect. In other words, you get something going and then you give it up. And what I realize after connecting with Norm and what we're doing now is, it's not just changing. It's not just the giving people the information or supplements, liquids, prescriptions to do this and then do that. And this is how many calories you need to have, and this is what kind of food you should eat. It's about redefining the rudimentary, basic relationship with food. It's about redefining the relationship with activity and exercise. You know, I mean, for God's sake, you can tell a person who hates to exercise that, you know, if you do this, it's going to be helpful to you, and you need to do this many minutes on doing aerobic, this many minutes doing resistance training. Yeah, they may stay with it for a while if they have an acute need or urgent need, but what are the chances of them staying with it? Same with a diet. I mean, let's face it, most of us, we know what we need to do. Most of us know when we goof off. And there is a reason why we keep goofing off. And but when you would redefine that relationship with food, that the food is your ally, it's your support, and you just have to redefine yourself as the healthy individual, as somebody who is optimal, who is in optimal health, optimal wellness, who is heading towards perfection, who is heading towards health, towards balance. And then it becomes really, really easy. And then it's not a challenge even. It just becomes a natural part of who you are. It's not a diet. It becomes nutrition. It's not exercise. It becomes activity.
It
becomes
optimal,
your lifestyle.
Optimal attitude.
And attitude, yes.
And the most important thing in everything in your life is you cannot afford the luxury of anger, guilt, anxiety, or depression. That doesn't mean they may not come up. If they do, what are you going to do about it? What can I do to change this? And if you cannot change it, then you detach and you don't judge anymore. You be at peace with it. That's the attitude. And so the attitude about day to day, moment to moment, minute to minute, and long term, decade to decade, is change the things you can. Give your energy where you want to put it and let go, detach from all the things under no circumstance can you change. Thank you, Sergey, and thank you to everybody for listening
and
adjusting your attitude.
All right, thanks, guys, for filling in today for Ben. Sounds like he'll be back up and running tomorrow. Thanks for filling in, guys.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.